Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Teaching kids to be money savvy. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I was traveling with a friend in San Francisco not too long ago. She received a phone call while we drove. She put on the speakerphone. It was her college-age daughter, who immediately launched into a quandary over where she would spend spring break. Both destinations were outside the country. After the call, I asked my friend if her daughter presumed that the trip would be paid for by her parents. The answer was yes. While this might work for some families, this approach can also create a mindset that could creep up and haunt you into the future. The presumption of such extravagances shakes my dollars and sensibilities. The problem, I think, with this presumptive mindset is that when otherwise good kids are not taught the importance of assigning value to money, they could be faced with decisions that can adversely impact their financial future. Case in point, until recently when 17 and 18-year-olds arrived at college, they were inundated with offers of free T-shirts and Frisbees, which were nothing more than promotions from credit card companies. Students signed up and left with meaningless gifts and a credit card, but no clue about how to manage it. Now that the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act has taken effect, credit card companies are prohibited from pursuing college students so aggressively. So how bad had the situation become? In 2009, Sallie Mae, a college financing company, conducted a nationwide survey that found that the average undergraduate carried $3,173 in credit card debt, which was the highest level since the company began collecting data in 1998. It's your money, so teach them to take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.